Shlishi. And the pasuk continues right in the middle of the statement of Yeshua and Kalev. Because we ended off that Yeshua and Kalev said, Toiva ha'oretz ma'oid ma'oid, the land is very good. And now they continue speaking about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. And it is interesting to note why Shlishi is placed right in the middle of the words of Kalev and Yeshua. Im chafetz banu Hashem, if Hashem desires us, v'hevi oisonu el oretz hazois, and He will bring us to this land, unusano lanu, and give it to us. Eretz asher hi zavas cholav udvash, a land that flows milk and honey. Ach v'Hashem al tumroidu, but do not rebel against Hashem, and if you do not rebel against Hashem, va'atem al tiru es ama oretz, then you have nothing to fear about the people of the land. Ki lachmeinu hem, because we will consume them like bread. Sar tzilam me'alehem, their shade was removed from them. And Rashi says, tupshatim, either it means their adam kosher, their decent person that lived among them, which was Eov, died, and therefore they have no protection, because Eov's merit was a protection for them. And now, sar tzilam me'alehem, their shade, their protection from Eov, was removed from them with his death. Rashi's second shot is that the shade of Hashem, the protection of Hashem, was removed from them. Vashem itonu, and Hashem is with us, al tira'um, you shall not fear them. Vayomru kol ha'eda, and the Eda said, lirgoim oisom bo'avonim, to pelt Yehoshua and Kolev with stones. Uchvod Hashem, when the honor of Hashem, which means the Amud Ha'onon, nira ba'oil moyed, appeared in the oil moyed, al kol b'nei Yisrael, before the b'nei Yisrael. Zok Rashi posuk tes, al timroidu, Rashi makes a connection between the words al timroidu and the next words va'atem al tiru. And Rashi says, al timroidu, if you do not rebel against Hashem, v'shuv, and then va'atem al tiru, you have no reason to fear the Knanim. Kilach menuhem ne'echolem kalechem, we will consume them like bread. Sar tzilom, their shade was removed. Moginom v'chezkom, their shield and their strength was removed from them. Ksherim shebohem, the decent ones among them, mesu, have died. Eov shehoyah megin alehem, which is referring to Eov, who was a protection for them. Davar acher, another pshat is, tziloi shel mokoim sar me'alehem, the shade of Hashem, the protection of Hashem, was removed from them. Lirgam oisam, the people wanted to stone them. Who did they want to stone? Es Yeshua v'kolev, Yeshua and Kolev. Uchavoyed Hashem, he'onon yorat shom, the honor of Hashem, which means the onon, came down over there before the B'nai Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Ad ono, to what extent, yina'atsuni ha'om hazeh, will this nation anger me? Ve'ad ono, and to what extent, lo ya'aminu vi, will they not believe me? V'choil ha'oisois asher asisi b'kirboi, with all the signs and with all the miracles that I have already done among them, they should believe me that I can keep my promise and bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Akenu v'adever, I will hit them with a plague, v'oirishenu, and I will annihilate them. And what will I do with the shvuah that I promised the Ovois that their children will enter Eretz Yisrael? I will keep that promise through you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'esa oischa legoy gadol v'otzum mimenu. I will make you into a greater and stronger nation than them. And Moshe answered, Vayomer Moshe el Hashem. Moshe said to Hashem, V'shamu Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim will hear that you destroyed Klal Yisrael. And they will not say that the reason why you destroyed Klal Yisrael was because they sinned. Because they heard about your love that you had towards Klal Yisrael in the Midbar by appearing to them with the Amud Anon and an Amud Eish, leading them with the Amud Anon during the day and the Amud Eish at night. So there was a tremendous chiba, a tremendous love between you and Klal Yisrael. So they would not know that Klal Yisrael sinned to you. And they will say the reason why you destroyed Klal Yisrael was because you were able to destroy and fight the Mitzriim. However, you don't stand a chance against the 31 kings of Canaan, and therefore you killed them in the Midbar. That's what the Mitzriim will say, and this will be a tremendous Chil Hashem. And this is how we read the Psukim of Moshe's answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Moshe el Hashem, and Moshe said to Hashem, V'shamu Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim will hear that you killed Klal Yisrael. And this is the same Mitzrayim, ki that, te'elisa b'choychacho es ha'om hazeh mikirboi, that you took this nation out with your great strength from among them. Va'omru, and they will say, the Mitzrayim will say, el yoshev ha'oretz hazois, concerning the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, the Knanim, shamo ki'ato Hashem b'kerav om hazeh, because the Mitzrayim heard that you, Hashem, were still among Klal Yisrael and loved them. Asher ayin ba'ayin nira ato Hashem, because you appear to them eye to eye with great chiba, va'anoncha oimer aleihem, and with your anon, with your cloud, you stand over them, uva'amar anon atar hoylich lefneim yoimam, uva'amar eish loylo, and you go before them during the day with the amar anon, and at night with the amar eish. So there is tremendous chiba between you and Klal Yisrael, so they wouldn't even think that Klal Yisrael sinned to you. Now, if you will kill this nation suddenly, like one person, and these nations, the Mitzriim, that heard about your great fame, they will say, because Hashem lacks the ability to bring this nation to the land that He swore to them, which means to destroy the Canaanim. And therefore, He slaughtered them in the Midbar. And because of the Chilul Hashem that will come out from what Mitzrayim will say, I am asking you, Hashem, not to destroy Klal Yisrael. V'yato, and now, Yigdal no koyach Hashem, let the strength of Hashem become magnified, kasher dibarto lemor, like you said, saying, Hashem erech apayim, that Hashem is slow to anger to tzadikim and to rishoyim. And Rashi tells us that when Moshe went to Shemayim, he saw Hashem writing the words, Hashem erech apayim. Hashem is slow to anger. And Moshe said, obviously, this is for the tzaddikim. And Hashem said, no, this is even for the Rishoyim. And you yourself will need this trait, that I am Erech HaPayim L'Rishoyim, when you daven for Klal Yisrael by the Avera of the Egel, and now by the Avera of the Meraglim. So this is what Moshe is saying. Hashem's great strength should be magnified, and do like you said, to be Hashem Erech HaPayim, slow to anger, not only to the tzaddikim, but also to the Rishoyim, to the Meraglim. V'Rav Chesed, and Hashem is abundant in kindness, noisei avoin, forgiving sin, which means mezid, intentional sins, v'fesha, and sins that are done lahachis to anger Hashem. V'nake, and Hashem forgives shavim, the ones who do tshuva, lo yinake, He does not forgive the ones who do not do tshuva. Poiked, He remembers, avoin avois abonim, the averis of the fathers, to punish the children, al shileshim v'al ribeim, to the third generation and also to the fourth generation. If you look in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lama Dalet, Pasuk Vav, you will see that there really are 13 Midos Harachamim, the 13 Midos of Hashem. In this Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu only mentions six of them. He says, Hashem, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed, Noisei Ovoin, Vofosha, Vinake. That is six. However, in Parshas Kisisa, it says, Hashem, Hashem, Kael, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes, Noitze Chesed Lo Alofim, Noise Ovoin, Fesha, Chato, and Nake, for a total of 13. Ve'ayin Bedas Kenim Mibali HaToisvis, who discusses why 7 of the Yud Gimel Midos are missing over here. And Moshe continues with his tefillah by saying, Slach no la'avoin ho'omazeh, forgive now the sin of this nation, kigoydel chastecho, because of the abundance of your kindness, just like you forgave this nation from the averis that they did from the time they left Mitzrayim until now. And Hashem answered Moshe and said, Solachti, I will forgive them, kidvorecho, because of your words that said, that if I will kill Klal Yisrael, Echil Hashem will come out of it, because Mitzrayim will say, I do not have the ability to fight the kings of Canaan. The Ulam, but this I will do. Chai Oni, I swear just like I am alive. And I swear just like V'yimoli Chavod Hashem es Kol Oretz, the honor of Hashem fills up the earth, that I will do this. Ki Chol Ho'anoshim Horoim es Kivoydi Ves Oysoysai, Asher Asisi B'Mitzrayim Uva Midbar. All the men that saw my honor and all the miracles I did in Mitzrayim and in the Midbar, Vayinasu Oisi Ze Eser Pa'omim, and they tested me these 10 times, V'loi Shamu B'Koili, and they did not listen to my voice, Im Yiru Es Ha'oretz Asher Nishbati La'avoysom, they will not see the land that I swore to their fathers to give to them. V'chol Mena'atzai, and in the future, anybody who will anger me, Lo Yiruha, will not see the land. As Ibn Ezra says, that this is referring to the sinners in the future by Korach, who will be killed and not go into Eretz Yisrael, and also the ones who will sin later by Baal Pa'or at the end of Parshas Balak, those 24,000 people will die and not enter Eretz Yisrael. V'chol mena'atzai, and all future people who anger me, lo yiruha, will not see Eretz Yisrael. In Pasuk Chav Aleph, we have just explained the words V'yimoli Kvod Hashem es Kol Ha'oretz according to the first Pshat in Rashi. And these words are part of the Shvuah. Just like Chai Oni is part of the Shvuah, and Hashem is saying, I swear that just like I am alive, so too He is making a Shvuah and saying, I swear just like V'yimoli Chvod Hashem Es Kol Ha'aretz, my honor fills up the world, so too this will happen to the Rishoyim who will anger me. They will be destroyed. But Rashi's second pshat is that the words V'yimoli Chvod Hashem Es Kol Ha'aretz really belong after Pasuk Chaf Gimel. And this is what the Pasuk is saying. Chai Oni, Hashem says, I swear that just like I am alive, that these people who will anger me will be destroyed. But don't think that this will be a Chil Hashem, that the Mitzrayim will say that I cannot destroy the Canaanim. No, because I will not kill them at one time, Pisaim suddenly, but rather I will kill them slowly over 40 years, and the Mitzrayim will not notice. So it will not be a Chil Hashem. V'yimolech vod Hashem es kol ha'aretz. Even though I will kill them, the honor of Hashem will fill the land, and there will not be a Chil Hashem. And the pasuk continues, Va'avdi Kolev, and my servant Kolev, Ekev Hoysa Ruach Acheres Imoy, since he had another spirit in him, which means that with his mouth he agreed to the Meraglim, however in his heart he agreed with Hashem, and had in mind to later on quiet down Klal Yisrael and not let the Meraglim say what they want to say, Vayimali Acharai, since he filled his heart after me, Vavyosev Elaoritz Asher Bor Shama, I will bring him to the land where he came, which means to Hebron, Vizara Yorisheno, and his children will chase out the giants from that land. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to praise Kolev ben Yefune and not Yehoshua ben Nun in this pasuk, Paneach Roza explains it is because Yehoshua had help, because Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him, Koyoshiacho Meatzas Meraglim, Hashem should save you from the plan of the Meraglim. However, since Moshe Rabbeinu did not daven for Kolev, and Kolev did this all on his own, therefore he deserves this bracha and this present. Ibn Ezra says, Kolev is mentioned over here because Kolev was the one who quieted Klal Yisrael down, as the pasuk says, Vayahas Kolev. Va'amaleki va'knani yoshev va'emek, and Amalek and Canaan are living in the valley. And since you sinned, do not go and fight them, because they will destroy you. Machar, tomorrow, Penu, turn around, Usu'ulochem ha-midbara, go back to the midbar, Derech Yamsuf, the way toward the Yamsuf. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ad Ono, Ad Heichon, to what extent? Yina Atsuni, Yagizuni, will this nation anger me? Bechola Oisois, Bishvil Kolanisim Shoasisi Lohem, after all the miracles that I have done for them, Hoya Lohem Lahamin, they should have believed me, Shayacholis Biyodi Lakaim Haftachosi, that I have the ability to keep my word and keep my promise. V'ayrishenu, and I will annihilate them. Kitagumoy Loshin Teiruchun, like Targum says, it is an expression of chasing them out of the world. V'im Toimer, and if you will ask, Mo'eselish Voice Ha'ovois, what will I do to my promise to the Ovois, where I promise them that their children will enter Eretz Yisrael, Ve'esa Oyscha L'goy Gadol, I will make you into a great nation, She'ato Mizarom, because you are from their children. V'shamu Mitzrayim, what will Mitzrayim hear? V'shamu Es Asher Tahargim, they will hear that you killed Klal Yisrael. Ki He'eleisa, ki Mishamish B'loshen Asher, ki in this pasuk means that. Ki He'eleisa, the Mitzrayim that you took Klal Yisrael out from them. V'heim Roh Asher He'eleisa, and they saw that you took Klal Yisrael out b'choychachal ha'godol, with your great strength. Oysam mikirbom, you took them, Klal Yisrael, out from among them. U'kishyishmu sh'ata hargom, and when they will hear that you killed Klal Yisrael, lo yomru, they will not say shechotu ulach, that Klal Yisrael sinned to you. Elo yomru, rather they will say shekenegdom yechota lilochem, against them you had the ability to fight. Avo keneged yoshvei ha'aretz, but against the inhabitants of the land, lo yecholta lihilochem, you were not able to fight against them. Vezuhi, and this is what the pasuk means, ve'omru, and the Mitzrayim will say, el yoshev ha'aretz ahi, kimoy al yoshev ha'aretz ahi. They will say about the inhabitants of the land, uma yomru aleihem, what will they say about the Canaanim, the yoshvei ha'aretz? Masha'oimah b'sefo'in, what it says further on in the psukim, which is pasuk tezayin, mibilti yecholas Hashem, because Hashem lacks the ability to destroy them, bishvil sheshamu ki ato Hashem shechem b'kirboi. They will say that you lack the ability because they heard all along that you Hashem are still dwelling amongst them. Va'ayin ba'ayin ato Hashem niru lahem, eye to eye you appear to them. Va'akol b'derech chibo, and you are continuing to go with them in a way of love. V'loi hikiru, and they did not become aware b'cha in you shenasko avoscha mehem arheino, that your love has been removed from them at this point. And now if you will kill them like one person, which means pitzaim suddenly, because of that, these nations, Mitzrayim, will say, the ones who heard about your fame, that the reason why you killed them was because you did not have the ability because the people of the land were too strong for you. And Paroi cannot be compared to the 31 kings. This is what they will say about the inhabitants of the land. Since he did not have the ability in his hand to bring them into Eretz Yisrael, therefore he slaughtered them in the Midbar. Yecholes means the ability, which is a noun. And Moshe said, "Yignal no koyach Hashem, let the strength of Hashem become magnified, lasis diburcha, to do what you said. Kashi dibarta lemor, like you said, saying, umahu adibur, what did you say? Hashem erach apayim letzadikim ulurishoyim, that Hashem is slow to anger, not only to tzadikim, but also to rishoyim. Kishaola Moshe lemoroim, when Moshe went up to the heavens, motzoi Moshe lakodesh baruchu, shehoya yoshe vikosev, Hashem erach apayim. When Moshe went up to heaven, Moshe found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and writing the words Hashem Erech HaPayim. Amaloi, so Moshe said, L'tzadikim, it surely is talking about L'tzadikim for tzadikim. Amaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, Aflu Rishoyim, even for wicked people. Amaloi, so Moshe said, Rishoyim Yoivdu, let the Rishoyim be destroyed. Amaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Moshe, Chayecho, I swear by your life, She'atasorech L'dover, that you will need this trait, that Hashem is Erech HaPayim, even for the Rishoyim. Kishechatu Yisrael be'egel uvim raglim, because when the Yidden sinned by the egel and by the spies, hispala Moshe lefano be'erach apayim, Moshe daven before Hashem with the trait of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is slow to anger. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Moshe, v'halo yamarta li l'tzadikim, did you not tell me that erach apayim is only referring to the tzadikim? Omer lo, then Moshe answered, v'halo yamarta li, you responded to me, af l'rishoyim, that erach apayim is also for the rishoyim. V'nake l'shavim, and Hashem forgives the one to do tshuva, lo yinake, he does not forgive l'she'enum shavim, the ones who do not do tshuva. And the Maskel of David asks, why does Rashi have to repeat the pshat what v'nake and lo yinake means, l'shavim and l'she'enum shavim? Didn't Rashi already explain this in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamedalet, Pasuk Zayin? And secondly, over there Rashi brings down a second pshat, that v'nake lo yinake means that Hashem does not totally forgive. Rather, he punishes slowly. This way, the Avera is being atoned for a bit at a time. So why does Rashi over here repeat the pshat of Nake l'shavim, lo yinake l'she'enim shavim, and he does not say the pshat, the second pshat of Rashi, of Nake lo yinake, that he does not totally forgive? And the Maskel of David answers that since in this pasuk it says, Erech apayim, that Hashem is slow to anger, and Rashi explains, L'tzadikim ul'rishoyim, that he is slow to anger also for the Rishoyim. So you might think there is no difference between the Tzadikim and the Rishoyim, because Hashem is slow to anger to both of them. Therefore, the Pasuk says over here, V'nake l'shavim, lo yinake l'she'enim shavim. And Rashi wants to stress over here, do not think that the Rishoyim and the Tzadikim are equal, because the Rishoyim that do not do tshuva will eventually not be forgiven. Even though Hashem is slow to anger, and he will wait to see if they do tshuva and won't get angry right away, however, if they do not do tshuva, lo yinake, Hashem will not forgive, like Rashi repeats over here, lo yinake l'she'enim shavim. And that is why Rashi repeats, nake l'shavim, and lo yinake l'she'enim shavim, and he only repeats this pshat and not the other pshat. And Hashem said, Solachti, I forgive Klal Yisrael kidvarecha, because of your word, b'shvil mash omarta, because of what you said, pen yomru, lest the Mitzrayim say, mi bilti yecholes Hashem, that Hashem does not have the ability to destroy the Canaanim. Ve'ulam, but, Zakrashi, k'moy aval zois es Elohem, but this I will do to them. Chai oni, I swear, lashon shvua, it is an expression of swearing. Kishem sha'ani chai, just like I am alive, uchvoidi yimalei es kol ha'aretz, and my honor fills up the whole world, kach ekayim lohem, so I will fulfill in them, ki kol ha'anoshim ha'royim, any of these men that saw all my nisim and still sinned against me, they will not see Eretz Yisrael. This is the first pshat in Rashi that the words v'yimolei chvod Hashem es kol ha'aretz is part of the shvuah. However, Rashi now says a second pshat, and the Maskil of David places the words Davar Acher at this point in Rashi. Davar Acher, another pshat, Harezem Mikra Mesuris. This pasuk is really out of order. And the pasuk reads like this, Chai Oni, I swear that just like I am alive, Ki Kol HaNoshim Im Yiru Es Haaretz, that all these men who will sin against me, they will not see the land. Which means that we read straight until the end of pasuk Chaf Gimel. And then comes the words, Uchvoydi Yimoles Kol HaAretz, and my honor will fill up the land. Shaleis chal shmi b'mageifa zois, because my name will not be desecrated through the plague that will hit Klal Yisrael. Lamor, that the Mitzrayim will say, mi bilti yecholis Hashem, Hashem does not have the capability, lahaviyam, to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Shalei amisam pisam kish echad, because I will not destroy them suddenly like one person. Ela bi'ichor, I will stretch it out, mem shana, over 40 years, ma'at ma'at, slowly. So the words of Uchvoidi, Yimoli es kol ha'aretz, or of Yimoli kvod Hashem es kol ha'aretz, is really placed at the end of Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and the Pasuk is saying that I swear, just like I am alive, that the ones who sin against me will not see Eretz Yisrael. And then we add the words, V'yimoli chvod Hashem es kol ha'aretz, that this will not be a chil Hashem, my shechina and my honor will still fill up the world, because since I will kill them slowly, the Mitzrayim will not notice, and it will not be a chil Hashem. My honor will still fill up the world. Zok Rashi, Vayinasu oisi ze eser pa'amim, and they tested me these 10 times. Kimashmoy, the way it sounds, Vayinasu means to test. Ze eser pa'amim, shnayim bayom. Klal Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice by the sea. The first time was when they were sandwiched between the sea and the Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael complained and said, it was better for us in Mitzrayim, halavai we would have died over there. And the second time was when Klal Yisrael came out of the Yam Suf, they complained and they said, just like we are leaving the Yam Suf from this side, the Mitzrayim are also coming from the other side and will chase us. Shnayim Bamon, and they sinned twice by the Mon. One time was when Dustin and Aviram left over the Mon to the next day, and the second time was when they went out on Shabbos to pick out the Mon when they were not supposed to. Ushnayim Baslov, and twice by the Slav, when they complain twice that they want meat. Kedisa b'mesechta Erechin, like a mesechta Erechin, it lists all 10 times that Klal Yisrael tested Hashem. Im Yiru, La Yiru, it means they will not see the land. La Yiruha, La Yiru es Haaretz, all future people that will anger me will not see the land. And since Avdi Kolev had a Ruach Acheres, Shtei Ruchos, he had 2 spirits, Achas Bepeh v'Achas Belev. One was with his mouth, what he said, and one was what was in his heart. Limaraglim Omar, to the spies he said, Ani imochem be'etzo, I am with you in this plan. Ubeliboy, and in his heart, Hoyaloimar ho'emes, he was going to say the truth. Va'al yidei kein, and through being echad bepeh v'echad belev, Hoyaboy koyach lashtikom, he had the power to quiet Klal Yisrael down. Kimoy shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayahas Kolev, and Kolev quieted down Klal Yisrael. Shehoyu svurim sheyoyma kemoysom, because everybody thought that Kolev would agree with them and speak negatively against Moshe. Zehu shenema b'sefer Yeshua, and this is what it says in Sefer Yeshua. Va'oshev oisoy dovar kasher im levavi, and I returned word to him like what was in my heart. V'loy kasher im pi, not like what was with my mouth. Because in my mouth I agreed to the Meraglim, however, in my heart, it was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebel and not to agree with the Meraglim. Vayimole acharai, vayimole es libay acharai, and he filled his heart to go after me. Vizemik rekotzer, it's a shortened pasuk, it is missing the word libay, vayimole es libay acharai. Asher boshomo, and he will be brought to the land that he came to, Chevroin tinosen loy, Chevroin will be given to him. And his children, Yorishena, Kitagumai, like Targum says, Yisarchina, they will chase out the giants. Yorishu eso anokim veso om ashrabo. They will chase away the giants and the nation that live there. Ve'en letargumai, and you shall not explain this word to mean Yerisina, that his children will inherit the land. Ela b'mokoim yiroshena. If the pasuk would say Vizara yiroshena, that would mean his children will inherit it. Since the pasuk says Vizara yorishena, it means that his children will chase away the giants. Zok Rashi v'ha'amoleki, im telchu sham, if you will go there, yahargu eschem, they will kill you, me'acha she'eni imochem, since I am not with you. Mochar, tomorrow, penu, turn around, lachareichem, backwards, u'se'ulochem ha'midbara, and travel back towards the midbar.